Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Pardon my American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence Mondrogan.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo. What is happening? Another episode.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Part two. We just did an episode.
Yep.
We are beginning to smell. It is hot. I was dripping the last episode. No joke.
I could see it.
Well, thanks for fucking I was trying to wipe it away, man. God damn it.
It's all right.
It's hot in here, bro.
It's okay.
It's a beautiful day. We're gonna have a fun episode, then we're gonna jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Eat dinner, maybe pool. I don't know. Are you hanging out for the pool?
Down.
We're gonna have some fun today. We had a blast on the last episode. It was pretty chill. It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Talked good. About a little bit about some sports.
Threw me into
taxation.
The bus.
Threw Chris under the bus because he's a terrible tipper. But we had good conversation. It was fun, man. And that's this right. One, we're gonna refine it just a little bit because there's a lot going on right now
around the world.
Around the world, and I also got like a kind of fun story too. But before we jump into this, you guys know the deal. If you like what we do, make sure you follow, like, and share all our pages. Sharing is caring. We want to break the algorithm. We need you guys to share our content if you like what we do. We've got some awesome videos from in our DMs from some of our followers that they've taken some of our clips and they've chopped them up. They made little clips out of them. It's fucking awesome. But if you like what we do and you want to support us, we have Patreon. You guys are welcome to donate, which we always appreciate. We have our t-shirts and hats on pardonmyamerican.com. If you like what we're wearing, I got my bent bill. Chris has got his flatty on there. And we have t-shirts. We got Teespring that also has a lot of fun shirts. If you like the Fauci troll or some Sasquatch stuff, we got some great stuff on there.
I actually got a cool shirt.
Brilliant.
I'm going to throw up. Yeah.
Nice, dude. Yeah. We have a great design that is yet to come too. So there's going to be new stuff popping up. But, you know, like we said, everything that you guys, at this point in time, everything that gets donated, everything that's purchased from our t-shirts goes back into merchandise, goes back into this podcast, making this room fun, even though we don't have air conditioning. We'll get to that point someday. But we appreciate all you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
And we got some big things coming up for this podcast. We've got a couple great things. I can't say them right now, but we have some great things coming. So today's episode, we're definitely going to talk about the protesting. It's all over the place on Twitter. It's all over the place on Instagram. But where it's not all over the place is guess where? Mainstream media. They don't want to talk about this shit. This is not going to fly.
Not going to happen.
Get that shit out of here. Let's talk about COVID deaths.
More COVID.
COVID. Talk about COVID.
The answer is always more COVID.
Yes. But they're protesting against COVID.
Against a lot of things.
There's a lot of things. But primarily.
Mostly lockdowns.
Forced vaccination, forced lockdowns, and oh, passports.
Yeah.
Don't want to forget about the passports. So what's awesome, and I know Greg is not here. I'm sorry. there's an empty chair. Greg is not here. We talked about it in the last episode. He is out of town with family, doing some fun family stuff. But yep. we're gonna man this ship today. Honestly, like, he saved some videos. I saved some videos. I know Chris has saved videos. What we're seeing right now across the world, not just in America, across the world, I think 110 countries.
Yeah.
Literally makes my dick tingle.
You got some tingling.
Yes. This is everything that we've talked about.
Yeah.
The only way we're going to make change and demand change is to come out in numbers peacefully.
Peacefully,
not
is the second keyword.
BLM style.
Numbers is the first keyword. Peacefully is the second. Because if you come out in numbers,
yeah,
and start being douchebags and breaking shit and destroying shit, and
yeah,
it's not going to look good on the movement you're trying to do, and it's going to fail.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
and like, what you're seeing is, and we're going to show you, but what you're seeing, and I'm sure you've already seen them, to be honest with you, but you're seeing insane amount of people roaming the street together.
Insane, dude.
And what you're not seeing is fires.
Yep.
You're not seeing
looting.
You are seeing people doing what they need to do, and that is getting together.
And getting a message across.
And getting a message across that we're not going to put up with this shit. And this goes through Paris. This is in Finland. This is in Australia. And where you're seeing the problems, at least what I have noticed, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's some, what's the word, aggravators or...
Agitators.
Agitators. That's, yeah. Thank you. I'm sure that's happening.
Yeah.
When you have that many people, it would be damn near impossible to not. But...
If it is, it's definitely not like it was.
No.
Because there'd be videos of it going everywhere.
No. You are seeing videos, especially in Australia, which we will talk a little bit more about. But Australia is in a bad way right now.
Oh, dude.
It's really fucking bad. We've got comments. I know, you know, some people don't watch every episode. We have discussed small amounts of Australia. Unfortunately, there's so much to unpack that, and I certainly don't want to discuss something that I know nothing about. I'm talking zero. Yeah. But where you're seeing the problems are the police force. And that's mostly in Australia, and they're not working for the people. Let's just put it that way. So in Twitter, we saved a bunch of stuff here. We got a bunch of different posts. The first one, what we're going to do. It's really hard because most of these are just people walking. Let's be honest. Yeah. So we can show you the size. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is you can see the numbers.
The realization, like how this is actually going.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in support of what's happening right now.
Absolutely. So this one that we're going to show here is from, who's this by? Here? Darren of Plymouth. Clearly England, British.
Finland.
Yeah, but this one's from Finland. So this tweet says 110 countries have taken part in a worldwide protest against corona restrictions, mandatory vaccines, and the insidious vaccine passport. Not much in the mainstream. This almost video nothing. Is from Finland. So Finland, they're getting together. They're walking down the street. Chanting, look at that. Fucking
shit.
And, you know, it just shows everybody. Kids, families, no masks.
Nope.
Here we have a video of, this is Italy? Yes. So an enormous crowd in Italy marches for, you know, against passports and forced vaccinations.
Look at that, dude. Fucking.
You don't even know how far back that goes.
Love it.
We've seen protests in, obviously, England. I don't know what this one. This one is Paris, France. This is beautiful. I mean, that could pass for a Trump rally.
Right.
If you're in that crowd right now and you're not feeling proud.
Dude, can you imagine the fucking energy that's going on and right there right now?
That sucker's got 799,000 views, bro.
And that's what we've been saying this whole time. Like, if everyone just join together and say, enough of this fucking shit,
yeah,
there's nothing they can do to stop you.
Well, so the problem...
They're going to try. Don't get me wrong. They're going to try.
Yeah. Let's get into that part in a minute here, but let's finish up here. We got a London one. This one, I love this London one, because if you scroll back, this is a big old crowd in London right there, right there. Just go ahead and start from right there. They're singing together. Motherfucking Trump flag just a waving in the wind in England. What's that sign say? No more lies, no more masks, no more lockdown.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't deny it. You can't fucking deny it. And we haven't seen, we've seen really great protests. We've seen, you know, in France, they had the yellow jackets, you know, where they're coming out, and that was more for, what was that, gas prices, taxes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you saw people coming out, right, and engaging. But this is really the first time that we've seen numbers like this.
That wasn't just in one area. No, it's all everywhere.
And to go to what you were just saying, you know, if we have the numbers, they can't stop us. Well, here's the deal. They're going to do what they can to change definitions and work their magic like they all do. Because these guys are peaceful. For the most part, this seems very peaceful. You know what I'm saying? And with that said, like, it shows that people are pissed off. It shows that they're upset because they're out there. But what if the government just goes, nah, I don't give a shit. Mask mandated up.
Okay. Say what you want.
It always goes back to one thing. A law is only a law if you believe it's a law. The people.
Yeah.
Okay. I brought this analogy up an episode or two ago.
Yeah, about jaywalking.
Jaywalking.
Yeah.
Jaywalking is a law.
Yeah. A recorded law in the books.
You can get a ticket for it.
Yeah.
Minor, but you can get a ticket. But do people get tickets? I would say no.
I jaywalked earlier today.
I jaywalk all the time. If you live in a, you know, a city, you're running across the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The point is just because they come out and they say that this is what you got to do, if the people don't want that law, what's to stop you from not doing it?
Exactly.
But the problem is the businesses. It's the problem. And they're kind of tied. They got their hands tied with this because on one side, if they don't follow mandates, they're reprimanded by large penalties. Money, money, money.
Yeah.
We have some local businesses, I believe, are $1 million+ in fines because they stayed open during lockdowns. And I guarantee you, France, especially Australia, are probably doing
the same thing, yeah.
So how do you handle this? Because people don't want to wear masks. If they don't, whatever, they're not going to. But if a business says you can't come in here without having a mask on, I mean, it's a weird double-edged sword kind of, man, because you want to go out, but at the same time, they're people, and I get it. They're kind of stuck in this place where they want to have business, but they don't want to get, you know, penalized to oblivion. But at the same time, I'm sorry, but if you're going to do that, especially like in places like Portland or Seattle, where, you know, in the areas that we are around, can you support that? I mean, can you go to a business? Or are you just going to say, if you're going to make me wear a mask, I'm not going there anymore?
Do it every day.
There's
plenty of places I don't go in. If I walk in and they're like, you need the mask on, she's like, all right, I'll just go somewhere else.
Restaurants, though? See, the difference is I don't give a shit about Walmart. Which I don't wear a mask in Walmart. I don't wear a mask in Target. But small businesses like that hurts more. Because part of me wants to, like, just strangle that person and be like, do you see what you're doing? You are making this
worse. Well, and that's the thing. Like, I feel for them having to deal with the bullshit. But at the same time, it's an all or nothing thing. They're going to have to say, either I have to close because nobody will come to my fucking restaurant anymore, or I'm going to say, fuck this, I'm not doing it.
But people do. And see, this is the problem. They get enough business, especially when you get some money coming in from the government. And I do it. Side note, but it falls right into place here. There was a dude. I definitely am not saying names.
Yeah.
He got a card. I mean, because I don't know how it works. I'm not a restaurant owner. But they're handing out like credit cards. And you get so much money on this credit card as a restaurant owner. This dude told me that he went on 2 trips with a credit card. He bought personal items with the credit card. He came in and personally purchased things. Was like, I'm just going to try this card and see if I have any money. And bought a whole bunch of fucking shit for himself.
That was just mailed to him.
It was just his card. He literally was like, I went on a 2,000 mile trip, road trip, hotels, everything.
Hmm.
So the point I'm bringing to this is there's money there, and not everybody's going to use it how they're supposed to. However, in Portland, like, businesses that require masks, there's people that still go and they wear a mask and they do their stuff. And we have friends that own restaurants and like, we certainly wouldn't want to not support them. However, at some point, like, if you're seeing these numbers, you're seeing these protests, we have to, there's only one way to do this.
Yeah. You can't keep the divide going.
No.
It's not going to pan out. You keep people divided, there's always going to be fights and there's always going to be disagreements and nothing is ever going to be resolved. There has to be. Like, you can believe what you want. That's your right. You can do but when it comes to people forcing things on you,
yeah,
you can't allow it.
No, you shouldn't allow it. Especially when it's your livelihood. You know, I'm tired of wearing a mask, dude. You know, like, I have to wear one at work still because I'm not vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to show proof in order for me not to wear a mask where I have to show proof that I'm vaccinated. And I'm like, I guess I'm wearing a mask. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I have to wear one at my work, too.
You know, and I get the idea, like, people are going to be like, well, get a different job. Well, you know. It's just, how far are you going to go here? They're talking about passports, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw an ironic meme, I guess you could call it, but they were saying 2020, you are conspiracy theorists if you believe that they were going to create passports for vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
2021, you're a conspiracy theorist if, you know, whatever. I just pulled a Biden there. If you don't, you know, I mean, if you don't get a passport or whatever the fuck it was, but that didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, but you get my point.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a disgust thing. The officials, the government officials, the leaders of the world want you to be documented this way. They want the divide. They, I mean, if you're in France or you're in Britain and you see that walking down the street,
how do you
not take that? Like, wow. Okay. But then again, the Yellow Jackets, how long were they out there, man?
A while, dude.
Long time. And what got resolved?
Probably nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's great. This is all really good. I love seeing all these countries at the same time come together and really make a stand, but there's got to be another step to this.
It comes down to what we've been saying the whole time. If you're in a country where you have a voting system,
yeah,
it comes down to who you vote for.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention more. And obviously, people are going to lie. But when somebody gets in there that you voted for and they're not doing what you want, then you have to push. I mean, obviously, I'm speaking as an American. I know there's a lot of people out that listen to our show that's not American.
Sure.
But when somebody's in office that you voted for and you got them in there and they're not doing what you want, there's ways to push back and say, do what we want you to do or we're going to get you out.
Yeah, you're talking about like the California, like Gavin Newsom. Yeah, and the recall.
Recall governors. Getting petitions going to have people removed.
Whatever happens with Gavin Newsom, for example, it doesn't take away the fact that he's shitting himself a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Whether he stays in or he doesn't. The fact that he knows that many people sign signatures is a lot, man. I don't know if it's going to do anything.
What it got to like just over 3 million people signed it or something. If that many people signed it, that means there's probably just as many people that agree with it that hadn't signed it.
Sure. If not more.
Yeah.
I just think that like you can't stop at this. And I know Greg wanted to be here. I know he wanted to talk about this, but the unity part of it is excellent. The fact that you're seeing people finally getting so fed up that they feel the need to get in the street and make their voices heard.
Yeah.
Because they're not just walking. I know we talked about them just walking, but they're chanting. They're singing.
Oh, yeah.
They are unified. Right?
Yeah.
But this is step one. I don't know what step two is. Because unfortunately, with the way that people spin things, if you say something wrong, they're going to say you're trying to incite a riot or some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We have to start making people understand that. God, I hate saying it that way. I don't want to say it that way. I was going to say something, but if you're a restaurant owner and you're a business owner, you need to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to be a sheep and you're going to follow this one out and just do what you're told, even though you in your heart, at least most, know that it's not right? This is not right. You know what I'm saying? Or are you going to just... Because here's my deal.
Hey, and if you are a business owner, a restaurant owner, and you do think this is the right way to do it, then do you.
Yeah, do you, man. But I'm not going to go to your business. Exactly. But I'm saying, say there's 100 restaurants in a downtown area.
Yeah.
Totally hypothetical. 100 restaurants down there. 80 of them say, fuck this. I'm opening it up. I don't give a fuck what you think. Mm-hmm. 20 say, no, mask required. Are you really think that between 80 businesses out of 100, that the state or the city are going to... that's a lot of power.
Yeah.
Do you really think that that's going to happen? Because if you as 80 different businesses file a lawsuit jointly, together, unified, mm-hmm. united, that is pretty powerful. But it's going to take that. We had some really, like, man, you know, we love Lexi's Pizza. They're local. We have Stuffy's down here. Did the same thing. That was multiple different restaurants. There's a tavern downtown. They just were like, fuck, we're opening. They're doing well.
Yeah.
They all did well.
And they stayed open.
And from what I hear, even the ones that got penalties, they're saying basically from what they understand, right, as of now, they don't really think that there's going to be a lot of repercussion coming from it in the long term. Like, it'll probably be dropped. So it's fear tactics, man. That's what it's all about. It's about fear tactics. The city or the state is going to say, Chris, if you open up your fucking business, I'm going to penalize you $10,000 a day.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to go like, fuck, man, I can't fucking deal with $10,000 a day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to question it. But what if you just open? What if you just go like, fuck them? They ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? What if everybody did that?
Well, and then you look at it as the same thing. How many businesses closed forever? How many businesses were open for a long time and because of this had to shut their doors forever and they won't be back?
There's a lot of businesses that won't be back. I want to be very fair too, Chris, though. At the same time, there's certain, like, sometimes it's okay when you have difficulties. Some businesses do shut down. New ones come about, you know?
Yeah.
There is a normal way of, like, you know, people go and people come.
But that isn't this situation.
But there was, like, rock solid businesses also losing it all. And that, and homes and families and your well-being. So.
At some point, when it comes to the lockdowns and all this bullshit, everyone has to join together and make a decision. Are we supporting this or are we not supporting this?
Yeah.
And if you're not supporting it, then just like these businesses like around here that closed down, they had to make a decision. And they chose, but you had your choice of, do I stay open and get fined by the state, but I stay open?
Yeah.
And maybe I have to pay money back, maybe I don't. Or do I just let this ruin me? Do I push it so far and maybe I get my shit taken care of and I don't have to fucking do this, or the state shuts me down, or do I just shut down?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. It's like, you could literally not pay your taxes for 10 fucking years. Yeah. Oh, tons of money to the federal government. Call a lawyer and they drop that shit down to fucking pennies on the dollar, dude. Just to get a buck from you.
Yeah.
You don't think the same thing can happen with a fucking fine like this? Like,
oh, I guarantee it happened.
What bothers me the most about all of this is that the governments have put the people in a very odd position. What has happened, especially with January 6th and everything else that goes around with that, when they label that an insurrection and call it what you want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the truth is we have the right to go against our government.
It is our duty in the Constitution. If they're not doing what their job is for the people, it is our right
to. But they've made you believe that you don't.
Yeah.
And so the point is this is where it gets really, really gray and really weird, is that, like, Australia, right? Extreme on everything.
Yeah.
You can't leave your house. You can only have 5 different locations.
Yeah, there was even like checkpoints in certain neighborhoods. So they weren't letting people in that neighborhood leave because of an outbreak.
Yeah, they're putting people in apparently like hotels that were like quarantine hotels. It's fucking bananas, bro.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to go to Australia. I think Australia looks like a beautiful place.
Granted, I don't think this is all of Australia.
No, I don't think that is either.
I think it's in parts, but.
But. My question would be, there's really only one option with that, in my opinion. If you're a people in your city and that's what's happening in your city, like, that's what your government is doing. Like, in my opinion, there's one option. You fight. You fight. Like, that's what the thing is, but you can't even talk about that, right? You can't even talk about fighting, having disagreements, or going against your government.
No.
And it's almost like they expect you just to roll over. And that's not the fucking American way. That shouldn't be the Canadian way. It shouldn't be the Australian way. It shouldn't be the British way.
Shouldn't be any way.
No, because we've been tailored recently to believe that going against the norm is criminal. Having a different form of information or spreading different information, even though it's usually factual, is criminal.
Yeah.
And so and this is the government's fault, man. They did this. Now, to be fair, people voted for this. Let's be honest with you. You know, there's Whitmer in Detroit,
mm-hmm,
or Michigan, I should say. You voted for Gavin Newsom. You voted for him. Jay Inslee. I didn't vote for him, but
he got voted.
Seattle voted for him.
Yeah.
Kate Brown. Portland voted for,
yeah.
So you got to reap what you sow. And I guess what I'm getting at is where are you left? You're in a position where you're stuck at your house. You can't fucking leave. You have to go to a quarantine camp. You get beat up like this video here. Australia went full circle and continues to be a prison camp. This is from Luke Rutkowski. Now, a little bit, in a couple of minutes here as this plays, you're going to hear the people chanting something that's fascinating to me.
I don't even understand what's happening right now.
Protesters.
I know there's a protest, but why are they all diving in flower beds?
It's softer than concrete. Yeah, right. Watch right here. It's gonna happen here in a second. Right here.
This is tyranny!
You're the chan?
Yeah. You serve us.
You serve us. Guys, I got to be honest with you. This podcast loves cops, man.
Yeah.
We respect police officers. It's a very hard job. 98% of the time, they try to do what's right to keep everybody safe. But this is the kind of stuff that makes you, you know, you have to scratch your head a little bit. I don't support that. I don't support that shit, dude, like at all. Like, that's a thing, man. You take an oath to me and to you and to the people of the city or the county or the, whatever you are, wherever you're at. You take an oath to those people to uphold the Constitution.
Public service.
Public service. Uphold the Constitution in our situation.
Yeah.
If you're in Australia, I don't know.
I don't know what the Australian Constitution is.
But if you're out there... See, and it's kind of weird because videos can be taken out of context. You could see the same stuff in situations with BLM. The difference is, on a lot of those videos of BLM protesting and rioting, those people were breaking shit, damaging shit. I'm not going to say that that
didn't
happen.
Setting things on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what this is about. I don't know that they didn't bust out windows and try to steal shit. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the problem is if they were just peacefully protesting or talking about masks and stuff, it puts us in a really bad position.
I mean, the same thing has happened in other situations here in the U.S. Like, in certain cities, they've come and declared an unlawful assembly, and then they send the cops in to disperse people.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. I imagine, obviously, like you said, we don't know exactly what's going on in this video, but I imagine it's probably the same kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and you bring up a great point, man. That's the stuff. As a police officer, and you know, I did a ride along. I really wanted to be a cop for a while there. You're at a church, you're at a restaurant where you're not wearing a mask and they come in, or, you know, whoever it is, the alcohol liquor license people or whatever the fuck. First of all, they're not cops. So that's a bad example, but this cop comes in, they want to break up a church assembly. Dude, I'm not going to respect you at all. Like, you know, this is wrong.
Yeah.
And you're trying to enforce it. The same has to go with the police officers and the firefighters and everybody else that are working for the people. You either need to quit. And that's what sucks. Like Seattle, how many people quit? I mean, I think they had so many cops walk off the job, dude. It was an insane amount of cops.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate in this area of the world where the police and like the sheriffs and all that stuff are pretty level headed. And can understand what's happening and what's going on. And there's certain things that they just will not enforce regardless of what our local government says.
In rural areas.
Yeah.
You got to make that clear.
Yeah. Cities is different.
It's different. But, you know, what I'm saying is that we're going to have some sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Going forward. To get this moving, we're going to have sacrifice. And that goes with police officers. If you go home at night, and you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, I'm not proud of what I did today, then you need to leave the force. And it's your job, and I get it, but your job is to serve this community, whatever community you're in. And if you are doing stuff and told to do things that you know is wrong, it is more wrong that you are still partaking in that more than you walking off the job. I will respect you and you'll have the support of everyone. You know what I'm saying? We've seen cops get fired for bullshit, and whether it's through GoFundMes or other situations, like, you know, people will support you. I'm not saying that. I get it. Everybody needs to work, and it's a big job, but
yeah.
I mean, listen, man, you better find something different because you don't want to be in that group. You don't want to be in that group. I'd rather leave with respect and honor and know that, like, hey, I left because I was told to do things I wouldn't want to do.
Yeah.
We talked about Germany, you know, like, you know, there's people in the military that knew what was going on and they just were following orders, man. And they're like, I'm not an evil person. I was just following orders. Yeah. Well,
that was different. Kind of situation, because it's either you do this or you're dead. I don't, we haven't got to that point. Like, you enforce what we're telling you to do, or we're going to take your life. But there has to be some morality. You have to. If you're doing, if you're doing that and you're going, I wouldn't want this done to me, then you have to check, kind of check yourself at that, in that instance.
It's on like a humanity level, man. It's, you know, we saw that, that video, was it Britain, where the police laid their helmets down? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. Where they like took their helmets off and like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I think you have it somewhere in this joint. A sign of unity. And, you know, it's just like, this is, we're getting into a weird spot, man. This was all such a lie. This is all such a fucking lie. And I feel like the majority of people know it is. And it, even the ones that supported this, man, even left-leaning people are, and I only say that because the majority of left-leaning people tend to agree with this kind of, not maybe that, but the mandates and shit.
Right? Yeah.
But even them.
There's a lot of them going, okay,
yeah,
this isn't making a lot of sense anymore.
Scratching their heads, man.
Yeah.
So this is the British police lay down their helmets. This is July 19th.
And you got all of them in their riot gear there to control the protest, and then they decide, not worth it, and they take off all their shit and join in.
Dude, it fucking gives me goose. Like, I'm literally got goosebumps.
All of them taking off all their helmets, laying them on the ground, taking off all their gear. I mean, when shit like this happens, it's chilling, because that's a sign of unity that hasn't been around in a while.
You know, it's just one of those things where those are your neighbors and brothers and sisters and yeah, family and relatives and your friends, friends and friends, family and relatives. I mean, a lot of these are communities, man.
Yeah.
And you know, your police officers, man, whether it's through somebody or you went to school with one, or it doesn't, I mean, we got to get to the point that like the government feels protected because they have these layers. And one of those layers at the lowest level is police officers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first barricade for the citizens. You got to get through the police. They put them out there to stop the protesting. Then comes the National Guard, and then would come the military, right?
I mean, in an extreme instance.
No, I'm just saying in the progression of what it would be.
Yeah.
But my point is we need to make it very clear to these politicians and to the military and to the police and to the National Guard, you're us. I'm you. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, you know, we're all the same here. We want the same shit. We want family and freedom. And I'm telling you, when the cops lay their helmets down, like I was just talking about, and they go, you know what? I ain't doing this. I'm not doing this to the people that I serve. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Then what are they going to do? They're going to call, well, we got to get the National Guard in here. You know what I'm saying? I think I saw an article saying the National Guard were talking about being deployed in Australia, or the military policing the Australia in certain areas.
Yeah.
But those are people too. Those yeah. are your friends. Do you, that's what I've talked about before. Do you really fucking think that a military person, a person in the military serving.
Remember your oath. Who did you swear an oath to?
I don't think they would.
Everyone, they all swear an oath to serve the people.
I know, but I don't think they're going to go against their own.
I don't, when it comes right down to it, I don't know if they would either.
No. No, I know. I'm very convinced of that. Actually.
I'm going to say I don't know if they would, because I'm sure there are certain part of the countries where they would. Or certain part of the world.
I'm saying that if your military in your country is sent in, I have a hard time. I just really have a hard time believing that they would want to
go against their own people.
Go against their family. You'd have to go against your own family, your own friends, your own acquaintances. Ultimately, what I'm getting at is that National Guard or military, if hypothetically, if they all laid their helmets down, all of them.
Yeah.
Or the vast majority said, I'm not fucking doing this. You're out of your fucking mind. I ain't doing this. That leaves this lonely little old fucking crippled old people at the ivory tower. You know what I'm saying?
With nothing.
With nothing. No protection. I'm not saying I mean that in a way of not that we need to be harmful or hurt.
Yeah, but that takes away their false sense of security.
It takes away their power.
Yeah.
Their power only lies in the fact that they have people to do the dirty work for them. But the minute that the dirty work and those people that are enforcing these bullshit laws say, we're not doing it, just like I talked about with the businesses. Yeah,
then they have nothing.
They got nothing.
Yeah.
You're fucking a duck with no feathers at that point. I don't know what that means. You know what I mean? I just said it. It sounded great at the time. But my point is
you're naked and exposed.
You're exposed.
Yeah.
We have to get to that point, man. We have to, like, that's what I'm saying. The protests in the streets are fucking beautiful. The helmet part, the helmet video that we just watched, that is part of that second step, bro.
Yeah.
When everybody comes together and goes, I'm not enforcing this. I'm not going to do it.
Anytime you see an election where the person is running and they're calling for unity, we all need to come together. This is exactly what that looks like.
Yeah.
Hands fucking down. This is what that is.
Well, be leery on that kind of shit. I mean, what is unity? Biden's talked about unity. Biden is the most divisive president we've had, period.
By far, dude.
I mean, I thought Barack was pretty bad. And I got to tell you, Biden's a lot worse. He doesn't even speak to me. He doesn't speak to you. When he talks, he's only talking to the blue states, man.
Well, when he talks, he's not really talking to anyone. He can't get words out of his mouth.
Yeah, I get it. You make a great point. So, I mean, long story short, man, I love it.
It's
not enough. There needs
to be more of this, because if there's ever going to be world peace, this is how it happens.
Dude, you're right. And I got to be honest, it's somewhere. I think it's on my account, but there's actually in Iran. You know, there's the same shit going on.
Dude, it's going on everywhere.
And when you come down, when you break down humanity in the purest form, and you look at it like, what does every person want? You can't ever say every.
Yeah.
But I mean, literally, pretty much everyone. What is the basic ingredient of everybody's needs? What is the one thing they want? Freedom.
Yeah.
They want to make their own choices. That's fact, man. And so a lot of times when you have division and you see the news and you're angry at Iran because they do this, or you're angry at Russia because you think they hacked that, or you're angry at China because they're little punks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's all this division. You're angry at BLM. You're angry at blacks. You're angry at whites. You're angry at whatever it is. I mean, there's so much division. It's insane. But when you see a video of people in Iran marching together in unity, fighting for the same reason that you're fighting or marching, that makes you feel like, you know what? That they're just like me, man. That is just me. Like, you know, it brings it down to a humane level where you're like, at the end of the day, I just want to be able to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? And not be forced. If you want a vaccine, go get one, man. I don't have, whatever. If you put stuff in your body, whether it's a vaccine or drugs or alcohol or tobacco or anything else, strippers, hookers, you do what you want to do.
That is the essence of freedom.
Yes. But if you get an STD, that's on you, bro.
That's your problem.
And I'll pat you on the back and say, I hope it was worth it. You know what I mean? But the truth is you should be able to fuck who you want. You should be able to get a vaccine if you want it. And you should be able to not have to fuck a hooker and not have to get a vaccine. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that in a gross way, but you get my point.
Yeah, I get it. You should be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you want to go here, you go there. If you want to take this, you take that.
I just think of, You know, just think if they would have came out from the get-go and they would have said, we recommend masks. We recommend this. That's it. We just recommend it.
Yeah.
This is what's, we're concerned. This is a virus. We're concerned. And we think that by wearing a mask, it might help. We think that by getting a vaccine, it could be one way to help this. You would have less hesitancy in getting a vaccine. Okay. It's the push that makes everybody crazy.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you'd have businesses that would go, you know what? Yeah. You know, I would feel better if we all masked. And you'd have some businesses going, I don't give a shit about this. And you give the option. Some require it, some don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a burrito. I'd rather go to a place that doesn't require masks. It's a personal decision. You know what I'm saying? And if you get COVID, you get COVID. I hope you're not unhealthy.
Yeah. I mean, to end this for me, this whole rise to action.
Yeah.
This is exactly has what has needed to happen. And I'm glad to see it in not a violent way. I think that's the big thing. If it started getting violent, that's where things are going to start going backwards for you. And if any politician, no matter where you are on the road, talks to you about unity, about how you need to come together for what they want to do, they're full of shit.
Yeah.
This is exactly what unity is. It's the people of the world standing up for the same ideas of what a free human being is.
Yeah. And for me, it comes down to, I guess my final words would be, politicians are scared out of their mind. Because this kind of stuff, whether they want to admit it or not, is very scary to them. We watched Trump's rally was tonight. It is right now. I think it's still going. Huge.
Huge.
A poll just came out saying that he is more popular than Biden right now. And that makes them want to shit their pants. When they got people out there, even though they won't address it, but when they got people walking the streets, this makes them shit their pants.
Yep.
And they're doing everything they can to make sure that you're scared as possible so that you don't go against the grain. But, you know, people are resilient, man. And I think like, you know, we said it before and I'll say it again. When you came out and you said, hey, I think we should mask up because we don't know what this is and it could be bad. I think most people were like, okay, whatever. A couple weeks, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, we got a lockdown. It's like,
yeah. And then you pushed and you pushed and you pushed.
But it doesn't fucking stop. And that is where you fucked yourself, Biden. That's where you fucked yourself, Macron, or whatever the fuck your name is, that French dude.
Yep.
This is where you're fucking yourself because you couldn't fucking stop with masks.
With anything.
No, I'm saying it was masks to begin with.
It was, yeah.
But you couldn't stop with that. You had to take kids out of school, make kids wear masks, force vaccinations. Now you're talking about passports, and that's where you're starting to, and people could see what the fuck is happening in Australia, and they're going, man, this is going down a very slippery slope right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if we had to go through this in order to get to a point where this is what's going to happen, then maybe it was worth it.
To make the ultimate change.
It's time to get rid of these slimy fucks out of our government.
It's the precipice.
And hold them accountable and hold the media accountable.
Nobody ever makes a huge change in their life until they're at the precipice of destruction.
Yeah.
Until they're at that exact moment where they realize it's over or I do something, that's when they make the change.
Yeah, because we have friends that say that same thing, man, where they're like, this doesn't affect me. I don't care. But when it does affect you and you do see it, that's when everybody starts caring.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that didn't care. But now that they're like, wait, I have to have a passport to go anywhere. Like what? You know, I can't get this job because I'm not vaccinated. Like what?
Yeah.
That's now affecting your livelihood. And that's when people stand up. And I don't like it. I don't like that it is, but I don't understand why they continue to do this. I know there's a bigger play, but I just don't understand why they continue to look so, it's so obvious at this point.
Yeah.
That you are literally out of control. And we can see it by these protests. People understand that they're out of control. And this is not a government that is yours anymore.
What's that saying I said in a past episode? Power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Get them out.
Yeah. Do what you can. Change your government.
I'm just going to say this real quick before we go. Even if you hate fucking Donald Trump or DeSantis or whatever, no politician's always great. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone has flaws.
But I guarantee you there are people that wish and know that had Trump still been in office, at least in America, we wouldn't be as bad off. And sometimes fuck character flaws, fuck all the other shit. Start voting on people based off what's going to affect your life and not affect your feelings. It's getting fucking old, bro.
Yeah.
It's getting really old. Because I just don't think we'd be in this position right now. You
can't vote emotionally anymore.
Nope. Nope. Who's going to get the job done? Who's going to look out for you? Whether you like him or not, who's going to fucking look out for you, man? And that, I'm sorry, that's Trump, dude. That's Trump.
Right now.
All right, man.
All right.
It's a good episode.
Good show, dude.
Still didn't talk about shit. It's fine. Some crazy shit, but it's fun. It's fine. That was it. I'm passionate about that stuff. I know you are.
Yeah.
And I fucking care about everybody.
And
I really do.
Regardless of what topics we had planned, people need to see that this is happening.
I'm sure they do. I mean, you can't get on Instagram.
But it needs to spread as far as possible.
Yeah.
People need to see it. People need to know that they're not the only ones feeling or thinking the way that these people do.
It's just about the numbers, man. Yeah. I mean, if you got to take a day off of work and be a part of this, like, do it. It's worth it. You know, it's worth it. Like, you know, there's a reason that Trump rallies, like, even though he lost, he didn't really lose. But those numbers, when you see them, that's scary. There's an image to that, that you're like, man, this guy's really popular. It's really crazy. And when you see that, you're like, man, this is not a, this is a sore subject for people. So,
yeah.
Anyways, I hope everybody remains healthy. Do what you got to do. Keep your freedoms. Take part in local government.
Start at the bottom, work your way to the top.
Something like that.
Something.
All right, man.
All right, good episode.
Hey, make sure you guys check us out, partmyamerican.com. Purchase a hat, purchase some gear, show that shit around. You know.
If you end up buying anything from us, we appreciate it. Send us a picture on Instagram. We'll share your shit.
Love it. Cheers to you, dude.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers to Greg.
Cheers to Greg. Missed you, dude.
All right, man. Have a good night, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, sandwich heads? Today on Steve-O's Sandwich Reviews, we've got the tips and tricks to the best sandwich order. And it all starts with this little guy right here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Partial to pastrami, craving a Cubano. Yeah, sounds delicious, but boom! Add the crisp, refreshing taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar and cue the fireworks. Lunch, dinner, or late night, it'll be a sandwich worth celebrating. Trust me, your boy's eaten a lot of sandwiches in his day, and the one thing I can say with absolute fact, every bite is better with Pepsi.